As California wrestles with yet another, even more challenging budget cycle, Bill Petrocelli has a suggestion for picking up some extra revenue. He wants the state to force online retailers, such as Amazon.com, to charge and collect sales tax from their customers in the Golden State.
They are not collecting the sales tax that we believe they're required to collect, and the state is losing a substantial amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars each year because of their refusal to do that. And not only that, it's giving them an unconscionable advantage over other merchants because they're able to sell things for 9-10% cheaper because they don't have the sales tax. I think that's the main reason they refuse to do it, because it gives them a big advantage.
Amazon has consistently contended that because they are not a physical retail presence in California, they're not obligated to charge sales tax, even though they have thousands of affiliates in the state who are making sales through the Amazon online portal. This has been a long festering issue for Petrocelli, co-founder and vice president of Book Passage, the prominent Marin County independent bookseller. Of course, he resents the competitive edge that taxless pricing gives the online retailer, but the issue extends far beyond his retail realm. Books are now just part of Amazon's overall sales, which also include computers, appliances, tools, clothing, and home electronics. Altogether, observes Berkeley Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner, that adds up to a lot of lost revenue, as much as $300 million for just this year. So Skinner has introduced, for a third time, a bill to require that online retailers collect and pay California those missing taxes.
If we are able to collect the sales tax from companies like Amazon and Overstock.com, it's not going to solve our deficit, but at least it will be more fair to all of our little businesses that are supporting the little leagues, paying their property taxes, paying their payroll taxes, when meanwhile we have these other large corporations that are designed to get around that. Certainly it's not enough to deal with the deficit, but every little bit counts, and it's money that's owed to the state.
Skinner's bill was passed by the legislature when she first introduced it in 2009, only to be vetoed by then-Governor Schwarzenegger. Last week, the renewed measure cleared the full assembly, while a companion bill has already been passed by the state Senate. Bill Petrocelli, meanwhile, notes that New York State has already succeeded in forcing Amazon to comply with their tax collection regulations, and he adds the company has already proved they can charge and collect sales taxes in California.
Amazon, for a long time, has been administering the Target store's online sales program, and they collect this tax on all of the Target sales. They know they can't get away with not doing it with Target because Target has stores in California. But they claim that, oh, they shouldn't be required to do it on their own sales, which are a lot larger than their sales through Target.
Ultimately, Petrocelli believes, the issue is more about maintaining Amazon's hyper-competitive pricing than anything else.
They would probably make more money on the float each month from the sales tax they collected than it would cost them to do it. It's pretty obvious that the reason they don't want to do it is because it gives them a big competitive advantage over local merchants who are forced to collect the tax.
California is among 9 states currently considering such a measure. 5 other states have already adopted them. So far, Governor Brown has not signaled a position on the online sales tax issue here in California. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.